I was trapped in an apartment for a day and a half.
You tripping, man. What happened here? What?
I hadn't been talking to this girl for like a good 2 weeks, right? Me and her were kind of going out somewhat.
Were you guys like fucking?
Yes, I was having sex with this girl, yes. Yeah, but I hadn't talked to her in about 2 weeks because she started bugging out at the mall. And she called me in the middle of the night. It's probably like around 11 o'clock. And she was apologizing about everything, you know, the way she acted and shit like that. And, you know, I kind of knew exactly why she was doing it, honestly. So she wanted to fuck. I knew it. I was, you know, I hadn't talked in 2 weeks. I hadn't seen anybody else. So I was like, okay, I'll accept the apology and, you know, make my way over there and shit. So I got over there and we did the business and everything. And I fell asleep. I fell asleep and then I woke up the next morning and nobody was in the house. She wasn't there. I started walking around. You know, I was thinking like, you know, where's she at and shit? Nobody was there. And you see, considering I used to go out with her, she would usually like, if she left to go to work or something like that, she would leave a note or some shit like that. Or, you know, That is quite reminiscent, isn't it? Nah, but she'll leave something to let me know. Like, you know, she's going to work because she didn't have a cell phone or anything like that. And the house, the apartment she's staying in, they didn't have a house phone in there either. So she just let me know. And I went to the door. And it was fucking locked. Like, I tried to unlock the door. And it was fucking, like, it was really, like, it was fucking locked. She had actually put a whole new lock on the door that I didn't notice it before. It was a fucking deadbolt.
This is some sauce shit, man.
This shit is ill. This shit is kind of ill.